Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the campfire. Hear that fire cracking this morning. Your host, Ray I. Handsome but yet humble host. A little under the weather. Hope my voice holds up here this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. Turkey season all across America. We've been celebrating turkey hunting. Missouri's turkey season is full swing. This is the first weekend, and it never fails, and I feel so bad for so many of you hunting this morning. It's cold and windy and rainy in a lot of places, and your first weekend to go turkey hunting, but best of luck. Got a message in from Mike Rue. He's in Pike County, Illinois. He says they got lockjaw this morning, and guess what, boys and girls? The Vogler Vogler's back. Good morning, Chris. I can't hear you.
I am back.
There you are.
There I
am. Put your thing back on there.
Whoa.
Back in the saddle there.
No, I are back.
Yeah, good.
I got a new knee, got new parts.
Yeah.
And walking, and that's pretty special.
Well, I hate to admit it, but we're kind of glad you're back. Kind of. You notice I put ejected kind of.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm with you.
Yeah. Matty G. Man, 12 hours on the road yesterday in a rental car, Ray, through storms and stuff coming back from Oklahoma. It's great to be back in the studio. My outfitter, our guide service guy, Todd Rogers out there, what a great man, what a great place. We're going to talk a lot about that in the next few weeks and give you information about that. But he says, so, you're going to do the show from the lodge Saturday? I said, no, I'll be in studio. Hard to believe, huh? Wow.
Well, sometimes you just have to. Well, we're not as young as we once were.
Isn't that the truth?
And we have to take a little bit more caution.
And again, I want to tell everybody, just be careful out there and have a lot of fun. Enjoy those turkeys and turkey hunting, and hopefully you all get some great weather. I've got the May issue, even though we're still talking about April. I got an early edition, and I just want to let you know, in the May issue of Midwest Outdoors, I have Missouri Ozarks Adventure. Turkey hunters can discover a rich history in the Missouri Ozarks about last year's media hunt, the river hunt, the horses, and that'll be in the May issue. We'll talk more about that a little later, but I got an early copy of it. I want to let you know it's coming out, and I've got a great piece in there that's really a lot of fun to talk about because I love my Missouri Ozarks. Almost wish I was there right now.
It's hand-to-hand battle. You know, in the Ozarks, it's, you know, geez, they're up close and personal. You know, they can sneak around you.
We had a great media hunt out there, sponsored by Mossberg, of course, Hook's Custom Calls. World Slam Adventures, Tony did a great job putting this thing together with Todd Rogers, with Rut and Strut. And our girls took turkeys. You can go to my Facebook page and look up, just put Ray I in, and you'll see the girls with their turkeys. And in the second segment, I'm going to play a little bit of Melanie's hunt because it was so much fun. And I'm going to, and you know, you heard the show open. We're doing this, it's turkey time, right? We're doing the turkey thing. And you heard this Missouri Spring Gobbler wake up stuff that I use in my seminars and stuff. And But in the next segment, when we come back, I'm going to take you down to Florida with our comeback music and let you hear a little Florida turkeys. But then I'm going to take you to the roost, baby, in Oklahoma. And I'll set that up for you so you can hear that. And also then segment three, we're going to have Bobby Whitehead on from Outdoor Guide Magazine, our guru. He's on the way down to the Spence Turner party, and we're going to visit with him. And he took a nice gobbler down at the cabin on the Piney. We want to talk to him about that. We're waiting to get a text from Mr. Strand, Midwest Outdoors. He's on a youth hunt in Minnesota. He roosted the birds last night. He texted me from the roost, giving me the play-by-play on the setup for the kid. We're his youth hunter this morning, and we're waiting for a text when he's got an opening where he can talk to us, and we can find out how it's going on that hunt with that young man. Won't that be so cool?
Yeah, I'm just trying to imagine Mark excited. Oh, yeah.
No, he was pretty excited last
really?
Time. And he kept thanking me for teaching him how to roost and using calls for roost and how good it works. And it was pretty cool, actually. It was pretty cool.
Excellent.
Oklahoma, wide open, which you'll hear from this roost, so you'll understand. In Missouri, turkeys, you know, they're in different places. But they all roost together now there. There's only certain groups of trees, right? These big cottonwoods and these draws. And turkeys come from miles. So when you hear this, there's so many turkeys. There's like hundreds of turkeys in these draws, in these cottonwoods in the creek bottoms that disperse at daylight and go different places in the prairie. So it's pretty cool. What do you got there, Vogler?
On Sunday, June 11th, something really special. It's Denny Dennis Memorial Outdoor Day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Make plans to join us on June 11th for fun day of free outdoor activities, prizes, and fun. Hunting and conservation groups will be there. New hunting fishing gear will be on display by outdoor vendors that you can demo. Plus, we'll give tips and offer special deals that will be free barbecue from Big Dick's Barbecue. Host Dan Brothers and Outdoor Dan from Outdoors Dan Show on Sunday nights on KTRS will be on hand to visit with everyone.
Okay.
That's everybody. That's Outdoor Dan there. And, yeah, why? Why?
Oh, I hope I better take some
I didn't mean
coffee.
To make you laugh. I apologize.
Yeah.
Or attempt at humor.
You know, a lot of you guys, if you want to take a real grand turkey for your grand slam or you want a great turkey hunt, the Western. See, I started turkey hunting out in Western Oklahoma in the early 80s. I've been there a lot. And it was kind of cool to be back in Western Oklahoma and talk about when I used to go out there and hunt and things that I learned about those turkeys. And a couple things for you turkey hunters. This is not really an outfitter. It's a guide service. And I keep putting outfitter in front of his deal. Those that deal with outfitters where you got the guide and everything, this is totally different. He has a really nice lodge, 2-bedroom with bunk beds, 2 bathrooms and a big living area, full kitchen service. You bring your own food in, do your own cooking. He does the scouting, does the work, and lets you go hunt. He'll help you if you need him, but you don't see him. He doesn't come over and bother you and stuff. I mean, you're in your place. You can go to town and eat, or you can cook your own food there. And we had meals there. Me and Tony cooked breakfast. Tony cooked a great dinner for the girls for our media hunt. And you stay right there, and he has these areas, and he's always scouting. It reminds me a lot of me when I did the big media hunts up north when I had the property where you're always watching the birds and know what to do. And Todd does a really good job with that. And what he'll do is he'll take you out and put you on turkeys. And he'll tell you what those turkeys are doing. And then it's up to you. You know, he's not forcing you to do anything. I mean, if you want to call your turkeys, great. And that's how they prefer to do it. You just go hunting and there's no pressure. It's just a great experience. And so I highly, highly recommend Rut and Strut Guide Service out there in Western Oklahoma.
Is this like the same guy that used to go out in Oklahoma, the guy that brought you the honey and the jelly or something?
He's in the same area there.
Same area.
Woodward was just north of there for the guy that brought me the honey that I used to hunt. I hunted the same kind of red hills, you know, red dirt hills.
And that's big open area.
Big open. When you drive in, everybody that came out there, they was like, we're going to hunt turkeys here. But when you get back in those draws off those crop fields and stuff, off those fields and bottoms, and those hills, there's some big cottonwoods along the rivers and in the creeks. And they roost in there, and they come from miles and fly into those roosts. So it's very, very vocal. You're going to enjoy this roost. From my camera microphones, I have the roost, and I'll set it up for you. But I want you to hear this because it's really, really, really cool.
Well, when you say hear this, I think that one of the neatest things about your videos, because you spent more on microphones, you've got details there you don't hear on other people's videos.
Yeah, you'll be hearing things that we didn't hear with our ears. I mean, with this microphone, this Sennheiser microphone is really good. It's a directional mic, and I had it pointed to the roost, and you're going to really hear some stuff. What are you laughing at? What did I say something?
No. Did I do something? I didn't pick my nose.
He's over here. Matty G just bust out laughing. I must have said something really stupid or something. No. I don't even remember saying it.
You're good. You're good. I'm just thinking about something
earlier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Now I know. Never mind. Okay. We're just going to keep that inside. Yeah. You know, he just kept going on that press release. You know, how many times have I talked to him about outline what is important, get rid of the rest, you know, condense it,
right,
edit it. But he always wants to read the whole thing. And then he went all the way down to the end. And he knew what I was thinking after he did it. And he said, I should have stopped or something like that a while ago.
You're on drugs, aren't you? Yes, I am.
Well, we're still
good. Better living through pharmacology, folks.
Oh, my goodness.
They said take a little bit every day so you don't have to deal with majors. You just keep it nice and even.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Oh, yeah.
And as again, this in my headphones, I hear that humming again in this radio station. It's just, I hope they're not hearing that out there. With that, let's take a break and get regrouped here. I got to have some more coffee. It's pretty bad when you have cough medicine in your coffee, isn't it? But you know what? That coffee right there at Thomas Coffee, it's holding up all right. I brought that from the house, buddy.
Even from
gas station coffee for this guy. And Peanut's here with us. I forgot to announce that. She's all conked out already snoring.
And, well, she is.
The Vogler Vogler and Maddie G, and we're going to see you all on the other side, baby.